Well, the Zeitgeist is playing host to a new exhibit called If You Only Knew. Artist-photographer Barb Kellogg is the mastermind behind this new exhibit, and she joins us this morning graciously to give us a little bit more information about it. Hey, Barb, good morning, and thanks for being with us.
Hey, Lisa. Thanks for inviting me.
So May is Mental Health Month, and this exhibit just went up last night at the Zeitgeist. It's called If You Only Knew, and it came out of some conversations with a friend. Wow, you are quite a friend that can take someone's, that can take a situation and make art out of it in order to connect better with that person. Give people the backstory, because it's really an interesting story.
Sure. Actually, a few things kind of came together, not really one thing to get to where I am today. But yeah, a good friend of mine, he had actually killed himself. But prior to that, we had spoken a little bit about, you know, just me being curious, you know, what's it like, you know, just a typical normal conversation back and forth, and then sometimes some of the serious stuff. And after he died, I had also taken, probably a year or two later, I took a couple photography classes on conceptual photography. And what that is essentially translating emotion into a visual image. And so kind of between those two things, an idea started to kind of come together. And I thought, you know, what if I can use my photography for good, so to speak, and kind of help other people understand what someone with a mental illness is going through. We don't often communicate about it, and that's kind of one of the purposes of this exhibit, is to increase that communication. People maybe don't want to ask. They're shy about it, you know. Some people aren't as forward as me sometimes in person. and so, yeah, this idea came together, and there was an organization in St. Cloud where I live, and they kind of let me in and invite some folks to be interviewed, and they agreed, and some other people have been interviewed along the way as well, and so there's an exhibit and then an upcoming book at the end of the year.
One of the things that's interesting about mental illness is that if a person has a problem, it can be seen as, you know, for example, you're short of money, you had a financial setback. That can be seen as something that is really, really private. And yet, having a mental illness is not always, to the person who suffers from it, that private. And yet we tend to conflate the two. We tend to think it's the same thing.
Right.
And that therefore a person's not going to want to talk about it.
Right.
And yet, of course, we all know the person who goes on and on and on about their insomnia or about their or about their bad knee or, yep, you know, fill in the blank. But
yep,
we don't.
It's a safe conversation.
Right.
For most people, it's to kind of use a cliche from other communities, you know, they're kind of in the closet. You know, they don't want to be teased. They don't want to feel ashamed about how they feel. And so you put on a face for people and out the door you go if you're able to. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot more conversation recently about these invisible illnesses,
mm-hmm,
the kinds of things that are really devastating to a person, and yet because you're not wearing a cast or it's not something you can see externally, it's really hard for people to take that seriously.
Exactly. And they just it's hard to understand, you know, which is kind of the purpose of the exhibit. It's visual, it's photography, it has the interviews with the people that I interviewed. There's about, I think I have 12 of those folks up at Zeitgeist. And so the feedback I get is that there is a real human being here in front of you, and these are, well, not literally, these can be your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers, just to kind of peel back the curtain. And so it's easier, hopefully, for people to be open about it and not feel like they can't.
Let's talk a little bit about, well, first of all, the show has had a couple of titles, and I only mention that because I think that both of the titles of the exhibit inform in a different way what you're trying to get at.
Mm-hmm.
If You Only Knew, and it was also titled at one point, What Mental Illness Feels Like.
Correct.
Tell me what you think pictures can do that words can't.
Well, I don't know that one is better than the other. I do think that just as far as how people learn about things, some people are more visual learners, whereas others need literally that black and white print to be able to really soak things in. To me, this exhibit is more than the sum of its parts. You know, they can't exist alone, and they're stronger together. So, but the visual might be more approachable to people. Again, I guess I can encourage people to go to the Zeitgeist, because I struggled with how to describe a visual exhibit on the radio. You know, if let's say one of the persons said their how they felt was very confusing, their illness was very confusing, and so an image might be multiple images of flowers kind of stacked on top of each other, and it's kind of a confusing image to look at, but yet it's still beautiful. And I'm not sure how to answer this question now, but
I think you're doing a marvelous job. Tell me something. Tell me again, to take it a step further. What do you think that photography can do that, for example, a painting couldn't do? Obviously, you are a photographer, so that's your medium.
Right.
And yet, a photograph and choosing photography to illustrate is going to be very different than, you know, for example, a series of paintings of some sort. Talk about how you feel that photography can capture a particular aspect of the topic.
Well, I'm going to probably not directly answer this, because I don't think one medium is any better. It's just the medium I can do. You know, that is how I can visually talk to people, is with a camera and the different skills of editing and compositing and, you know, for this project. So because I can't paint, I can't address why photography as opposed to not painting. That's hard for me to, I hadn't thought of it before, so I didn't study before the test.
I know. See how I am? I'm always pulling stuff like that on people. Do you feel, though, that there is a reality and an immediacy to photography? If an artist looks at a person and then they run it through paint, you know, they run it through their brain and they run it through paint, there can be sort of a remove there. Does the immediacy of photography, in your sense, make this sort of hit home?
Possibly. How you worded it was really great. I guess just because there's a portrait, so that is a photograph. You know, most people have portraits taken that I took. And then the visual analogy photograph can be a little abstract, you know. So that's where I think maybe the line gets blurred between, granted, the medium is photography, and there might be generally a sense of reality, but it's through my perception. So that's maybe where the similarities can cross over with a painting, is it's still coming from within the person creating it. So they're still imposing their own viewpoint, whether it's with a brush or with a camera.
Have you had the opportunity to talk with some of the folks that you've interviewed? Have they had the opportunity to see the exhibit?
Yes, yes.
What do they say about it?
Well, they say thank you a lot, and I think that's just having someone who is an outsider in the community, someone who doesn't have a mental illness, someone who's not a mental health professional, actually give a bleep. you know, someone who actually cares and listens and wants to kind of put everybody's voices together to be heard a little bit louder. The one gal that I think the photo I shared that you'll put on the website, she looked so proud when she was standing in front of her photograph, the image I created, interpreting, you know, the interview. She just had this look of pride on her face, and throughout most of her life, she's been very marginalized for a variety of reasons that are brought up in the interview, and that pride was a gift I didn't know I was going to be giving someone. And some other people are just, I think pride is maybe, you know, if someone takes an honest interest in you, that makes people feel better. And that wasn't, you know, necessarily a goal. I didn't have a bullet list of things. But that's a wonderful byproduct of this. I've made a difference with at least one person with this project. That was my only goal, and I succeeded a year ago when the exhibit debuted. So everything else is icing on the cake.
That sense of being seen and somebody getting it, especially when they extend themselves and look at you as though you have value and what's going on with you has value, is irreplaceable. And I think sometimes we forget how lucky we are if we have people in our lives that do that for us every day.
But, you know, here's the random way that you can do that. You know, no one wears a badge that says, you know, I have a chronic pain disease or I have anxiety or depression. Nobody wears a sign. You know, just if you're standing in line in the grocery store, just look at someone and smile and say hello. You don't have to have a huge conversation, but you just need to literally see someone, validate them by looking, just smiling. If you don't want to, you know, we all have our lives. We don't want to necessarily get engaged in a conversation, but just, you know, looking at the checkout clerk, looking at the person who's maybe bagging your groceries and just say thank you and look at them when you say that. And that could be that little bit of validation. That might be the only time you get looked at, you know. So there's very small ways that can make, I think, a big impact in someone's life that might seem insignificant, but it could mean the world to somebody else.
Boy, there's absolutely no kidding there. Barb, something else really exciting has come out of this project, and you've got a book project in the works now. Talk about that just briefly.
Yeah, and so the book was always the seed of an idea. If this remained popular and if I could get more interviews than the original exhibit, and it wasn't that hard, actually, to get 33 interviews, which I was surprised that people wanted to share something that is typically pretty private. And that was the reason for the name change. The original title was kind of too long for a book title. And I was having a coffee and tea with a friend of mine, and I said, hey, do you have any ideas? I'm really struggling to come up with a new title. And so I can't take credit for the title. Someone else is like, well, what about If You Only Knew? And that just really fits. It fits the book, you know, for someone who is living with depression, anxiety, you know, and maybe they're looking for, hey, did somebody else go through what I'm going through? You know, If You Only Knew. Or just talking to that random person that just wants to know a little bit more. And that is what kind of someone would say, well, if you only knew what I went through every day. You know, there are some of those little nuggets in the interview. So, the book makes it more portable, more accessible to more people, because there's a lot of people that either can't or don't want to come to an art exhibit. It's just not their thing, but they might pick up a book.
Well, then
that's the goal.
Now we know that we can get you as soon as the book comes out, perhaps later this year. Now we know that we can get you on Minnesota Reads, and you can talk about the book too.
Oh, never thought of that.
Barb, thank you so very, very much for taking time. The If You Only Knew exhibit is up at the Zeitgeist through the last full day is May 14th. Barb Kellogg, photographer and artist, thank you so much for joining us, and really appreciate it.
I do want to add that Northland Healthy Minds, they were the ones that brought this exhibit up here, and they do have some events going on at Zeitgeist throughout the month. So I do want to get that in for them as well, because they are the ones that brought me up here.
Fantastic. And we'll get a link set up so it will be easy for folks to find more information about
Fabulous.
This interview and those activities at Northland Healthy Minds. Once again, Barb, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Lisa. We'll be in touch.
Barb Kellogg, our guest this morning here on 103.3 KUMD. She's the artist and the photographer behind an exhibit at Zeitgeist called If You Only Knew.